The Adventure of the Lost Friends. Mark, Linda, Tim, Betty, and Jack were five best friends. They had known each other since they were children and loved spending time together. One sunny morning, they decided to go on a boat trip. "Let's explore the sea and have a picnic on a small island," said Jack. Everyone agreed and felt excited about the adventure. The sea was calm, and the friends laughed, sang songs, and enjoyed their snacks. The sky was blue, and everything seemed perfect. Tim pointed to a small island in the distance. "Let's go there. It looks beautiful," he said. They steered the boat towards the island, eager to explore. As they got closer, dark clouds suddenly covered the sky. The wind became strong and big waves rocked their boat. "Oh no, a storm is coming," shouted Linda. The friends tried to turn the boat around, but it was too late. The storm was too strong, and they lost control of the boat. The wind blew fiercely, and the rain poured down. The friends held onto the boat, feeling scared and wet. The waves carried them far away, and they could no longer see the shore. After what felt like hours, the storm finally stopped. They looked around and realized they were far from their town. The boat had washed up on a strange, empty island. The friends stepped onto the sand, tired and cold. "Where are we?" asked Betty, shivering. "I don't know," said Mark, "but we need to stay together and find shelter." They looked around and saw tall trees and thick bushes. The island seemed deserted. There were no houses, no people, and no signs of life. It was quiet except for the sound of the waves. "We need to explore and find food and water," said Linda. The friends agreed. They were scared but knew they had to stay strong. They walked through the trees and found a small open space. "This can be our camp," suggested Tim. "We need to build a shelter." They gathered leaves, branches, and sticks to make a small hut. It wasn't perfect, but it would protect them from the rain and sun. Betty noticed a coconut tree nearby. "Look, we can eat these coconuts," she said. Jack climbed the tree and dropped some coconuts down. They broke the coconuts open and shared the sweet water inside. It was refreshing. The first night on the island was long and cold. They sat close together, trying to keep warm. "I miss my bed," said Linda softly. "Me too," said Tim, "but we are together and we will find a way home." His words gave everyone a bit of hope. The next morning, the sun was shining again. The friends decided to split up and look for more food. Mark and Betty searched near the beach, while Tim, Linda, and Jack explored the forest. "Be careful," said Jack as they entered the thick trees. In the forest, they found some berries. "Are these safe to eat?" asked Linda. Tim wasn't sure, but he tried one. It tasted sweet. "I think they're safe," he said, and they picked more to take back to the camp. Meanwhile, Mark and Betty found a small stream of fresh water. "We can drink this water," said Betty happily. They filled their bottles and hurried back to tell the others. "This will help us survive," said Mark with relief. That afternoon, they met back at the camp. They shared the berries and water they had found. "We make a good team," said Tim. "We can survive here until we find a way home." They all nodded, feeling a little better. Days passed, and the friends got used to life on the island. They built a stronger shelter and made a small fire to cook food. "I never thought I'd learn how to make a campfire," joked Jack. They laughed, trying to stay positive. One day, while exploring the beach, Linda found an old wooden box. "Look at this," she called out. The others ran over to see. Inside the box were some old fishing tools and a knife. "These will be useful," said Mark, smiling. With the fishing tools, they caught fish from the sea. Betty cooked the fish over the fire, and it tasted delicious. "This is the best meal I've ever had," said Tim. They all laughed, feeling proud of their teamwork. At night, they sat around the fire and told stories to keep their spirits up. "Remember the time we got lost in the park when we were kids?" asked Betty. "Yes, but this island is much bigger than a park," joked Jack. The friends laughed, feeling close and happy even though they were far from home. One morning, the friends saw something in the sky. "Is that a plane?" asked Tim, pointing up. It was a small plane flying overhead. They jumped up and waved their arms, shouting as loud as they could. "Help, we're here," they yelled. The plane flew away without seeing them. The friends felt sad and frustrated. "What if we never get home?" asked Linda, almost crying. "We can't give up," said Mark. We need to build a big signal fire so someone can see us. They gathered wood and made a big pile on the beach. Jack lit the fire and it burned brightly. They hoped someone would see the smoke. Every day, they kept the fire burning, waiting for help to come. Finally, one afternoon, they heard a sound. A boat was coming towards the island. "Look, someone's coming," shouted Betty, jumping up and down. The friends waved and shouted with joy. The boat came closer, and a kind fisherman stepped out. "Are you okay?" he asked. "We've been lost here for days," said Tim. "Can you take us home?" The fisherman nodded with a smile. The friends climbed into the boat, feeling relieved and happy. As they left the island, they looked back one last time. "We will never forget this place," said Jack. "And we will never forget this adventure," added Linda. As the boat left the island, the friends felt a mix of happiness and sadness. They were relieved to go home, but they couldn't forget the strange feeling they had about the island. "Did you notice something strange in the forest yesterday?" asked Tim quietly. "Yes," said Betty. "I thought I saw footprints, but they were too big to be ours." The friends looked at each other, puzzled. "Maybe it was just an animal," suggested Linda, trying to make sense of it. But deep down, they all felt a chill. The island had seemed empty, yet there were signs that someone or something had been there before them. Suddenly, the fisherman spoke. "You're lucky I found you," he said, his voice low. "Not many people come back from that island." The friends stared at him, surprised. "What do you mean?" asked Jack, feeling a bit uneasy. The fisherman glanced back at the island, now disappearing into the horizon. "There are old stories about this place," he said slowly. "They say it was once home to a group of explorers who vanished without a trace. Some believe their spirits still wander the island, waiting for rescue." A shiver ran down the friends' spines. "We never saw anyone," said Mark, trying to sound brave. But inside, he felt a strange fear. "Maybe you didn't," replied the fisherman with a knowing smile. "Or maybe they saw you first." The friends fell silent, each of them lost in thought. They had survived an adventure they would never forget, but the mystery of the island would remain unsolved. As they neared the shore, they couldn't help but look back one last time, wondering if they would ever truly know the secrets hidden in that lonely place.